This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Justin and Santee. What's up, Justin?
Hey, good morning, John.
Hey, Justin, do me a favor, pal. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Hey, Tammy, can you step aside for a minute to get some coffee?
Okay.
Justin, I got 5 pop culture questions for you, buddy. And if you get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, at garagedoorandgatestore.com. Also, a reminder to you that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Yes.
Reese Witherspoon celebrated her birthday over the weekend. Reese plays Elle Woods in what movie franchise?
Legally Blonde.
John Legend revealed he got his start by playing piano for Lauryn Hill for her iconic album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, and was only paid $500 for it. Lauryn Hill was part of what musical group?
I don't know.
2-time heavyweight boxing champion George Foreman passed away over the weekend. In his later years, George became the spokesperson for what appliance branded with his name that sold hundreds of millions?
The George Foreman grill.
Sylvester Stallone's Tulsa King was given the green light for season 3. True or false, Stallone wrote the screenplay for Rocky. More than 7 years after tugging at our heartstrings with its messages about the importance of family to the notes and lyrics of Remember Me, Disney and Pixar have announced a sequel for this film. What is it?
I don't know that one either.
All right, let's get Tam back in. So, Justin, what you got going on today, pal?
Not much, just hanging out.
Okay, good. That sounds like a pretty chill Monday to me.
Mm-hmm.
Tammy, Justin did 3 out of 5.
Nice job.
Reese Witherspoon celebrated her birthday over the weekend. Reese plays Elle Woods in what movie franchise?
Legally Blonde.
Is correct. It's 1-1. John Legend revealed that he got his start by playing piano for Lauryn Hill on her iconic album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, and was only for it. Lauryn Hill was part of what musical group?
Was she part of the Fugees?
The Fugees is correct. 2-1, Tammy. 2-time heavyweight boxing champion George Foreman passed away over the weekend. In his later years, George became the spokesperson for what appliance branded with his name that sold hundreds of millions?
The George Foreman grill.
That is 100% correct. I never thought it really clearly matched the grill taste, but yeah. Very convenient for the inside. This just in, John. It did well. Move on.
I made $5 million a month.
$5 million a month. All right. It is now 3-2, Tammy. Tammy, Sylvester Stallone's Tulsa King was given the green light for season 3. True or false? Stallone wrote the screenplay for the original Rocky.
I believe that's true.
That is true. And he was so poor at the time. And he was offered some good money if he would sell the script.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, well, I want to star in it, too. They're like, no, yeah. We're going to put this for Travolta, because Travolta was the hottest thing in the world then.
Right.
And Sylvester Stallone would not sell that screenplay, and
good
pretty good move on his part. It is now 4-3, Tammy. And finally, Tam, more than 7 years after tugging at our heartstrings with his messages about the importance of family to the notes and lyrics of Remember Me, Disney and Pixar have announced a sequel to this film. What is it?
Is it Coco?
Oh, it is Coco.
Remember me, though I have to say goodbye. Remember me.
Coco is correct, Justin. Sorry about that. Tammy has a clean sweep, 5-3. You're not going to get any of her money, but we've got a great prize for you.
You have a pair of tickets now to join us for the Leading Ladies Live show. It's happening at Beach House at Belmont Park, starring Anna Avery, Cece, Megan Patrick, Runaway June, and Priscilla Block.
All right, perfect. Thank you.
All right, Justin, enjoy your day of hanging out. We'll see you at Leading Ladies Live later on. Meantime, I still have to have you say this.
I'm Justin from Tennessee, and I flunked out at Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.